Some 57 million adults ride bicycles in the U.S. to commute, to exercise, for fun, and some cities are adding bike lanes with the help of federal dollars. Last week, some Senate Republicans tried to block funding for the program, which also pays for sidewalks and other pedestrian improvements. NPR's Brian Naylor took a ride in Washington, D.C. to see how some of that money has been spent.
15th and K Street is as busy a street corner as you'll find in Washington. Buses, trucks, cars, and taxis zip by, and there are pedestrians and increasingly bikes. I rode one alongside Andy Clark, president of the League of American Bicyclists.
Good?
Okay.
With a microphone in my hand, we cycled up 15th Street in bike lanes sectioned off from the other traffic.
If we were in Portland or Amsterdam, we'd have our own set of traffic signals and there'd be a little more space here. But, you know, these are early days, and we're not Amsterdam yet. We don't have quite that many cyclists, but it's certainly noticeable, the increase in the last year or two as the infrastructure has gone in.
It's kind of a departure from the notion that streets are solely for cars. That's always been sort of the norm in most of America.
Well, we see it as actually opening up the street to a lot more users. And I think one of the things that was so challenging about the issue in Congress last week was that, you know, at a time when cities across the country are doing this and they're choosing to invest not only federal and state money, but their own money in this kind of improvement, it seems just bizarre to be stopping it and discouraging it when it's got so many benefits.
Washington is hardly alone in marking off bike lanes in its streets. New York has done it, as have Seattle and Minneapolis and any number of cities across the country. But it's been slow to catch on in other places, most notably in Congress, where some lawmakers feel these and other transportation enhancements, as the government calls them, are not an appropriate use of federal dollars. Republican Senator Tom Coburn tried to strip the program from a temporary highway bill last week. His GOP colleague, Rand Paul of Kentucky, joined him in speaking out against bike trails.
Look, I'm a bicyclist and I like bike paths as much as anybody, but when bridges are falling into the river, when a major metropolitan area like Louisville, Kentucky has one-third of their bridge capacity closed down because the bridge is dangerous to travel on, these are emergency problems.
But backers point out the amount of spending on bike paths and pedestrian improvements amounts to about 1.5% of transportation spending, a tiny fraction of what's needed to pay for bridge repairs, and not what's keeping those bridges from getting fixed. David Goldberg of the advocacy group Transportation for America calls this a watershed moment, as communities revert to an earlier time when roads weren't owned by cars.
We stripped it down to be essentially sewers for cars. And for years, we just thought throughput of vehicles was the be-all and end-all. And there's been a significant change in recent years where cities, towns large and small, are taking a very different approach. And they're going back and reclaiming a little bit of that landscape.
It's not just bike lanes that are funded by the Transportation Enhancements Program. Pedestrian improvements, such as sidewalks and better marked crosswalks, are also funded. In part, Goldberg says, the money is being spent to reduce pedestrian deaths, most of which occur on roads built to earlier federal guidelines without proper crosswalks, for example, that are unsafe for pedestrians and other users.
This is a national issue of having created safety problems in community after community, where we need to go back and give people safe ways to get out there, to be active, to get where they need to go. And this is not a frill. This is a very critical piece of our infrastructure.
It's not clear what lies ahead for the Transportation Enhancements Program. Republicans in Congress want to give states the flexibility to opt out of it, and that worries safety advocates who say without prodding from Washington, some states will focus only on cars to the detriment of everyone else on the road. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.